It was very positive. You know, where there's $600 million in cuts, we looked at, and we moved forward on cuts, and we moved forward on revenues. It was among the Democrats, the 10 Democrats on the committee, their vote was unanimous. And with regard to the three Republicans who voted against the bill, you know, they voted no, but at the same time, they recognized that what we did was necessary to balance the budget.
How do you justify an income tax increase?
Well, how do you justify cutting education? How do you justify cutting K through 12, cutting higher education, cutting Medicaid, you know, cutting people off of welfare? How do you justify that in these difficult times? You know, the $600 million in cuts are included in one of the bills. And you look at those, and if we didn't have revenues, if we didn't shift the pensions, then we would have to adopt those cuts. It was a compromise. Compromise is not a dirty word in politics. The governor put all the money on the counties, $239 million. We spread it over 4 years. But when we did that, the teachers now endorsed the proposal. The boards of education endorsed the proposals. We had to have revenues to fill the gap, and that's what we did. We put back the tax cuts that we put in place in 1997, raised them, put them back 0.25%, and still most of the people will be paying less than they were in 1997 because we left in place all the deductions we made in 1997, the 5% deductions and exemptions, and we left in place the exemptions that we made 3 years ago. So consequently, the people, even though we'll be paying a little bit more now, will be paying less than they were in 1997 on their income tax.